Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opina Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. May I speak with Chester?
Yes, you got him.
Okay. Chester, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation and our local communities. I'm not sending anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Can you please help us out with this survey, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's get started. And you are Chester Harp, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Oh, I got my 50-year pin a couple years ago.
Oh, wow, okay. So are you retired?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What was your primary branch of trade in the industry? I'm sorry? I couldn't hear you there, sir.
I was a bricklayer.
Okay, bricklayer. Thank you, sir. Going back to your last job, that you worked on, were you a foreman, a finisher, an improver, a journey level mechanic?
I was a foreman.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the train? You said no, right? Okay. Next one, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, were you unemployed in the past when you were, working at and unable to find work? Were you ever laid off, or was it hard for you to find work?
It was the first 10 or 15 years I was in the trade, but the last 20 years I never lost any time.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And next one, yes or no? Have you found it necessary to, or did you find it necessary to work for non-union contractors when you worked? Did you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors?
Well, at one time or so I did, but it's not much.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no? Did you ever seriously consider dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were last year?
They're looking for men. They're always wanting men. So evidently there's probably more.
Okay. And this question is similar. Do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same construction projects as this time last year?
Well, I don't follow it like I used to, but I think there's probably more.
Okay, more. Thank you, sir. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
Well, yes, I do. I think there's enough.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Appointed what?
Appointed as a job steward. You know, a representative to go on the job sites, a representative of the union?
No, I haven't.
Okay. More generally about the community and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, less unemployment than now, or about the same unemployment than now?
I'd say probably about the same.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, it will get worse, or will it stay the same?
Well, in my particular situation, it'll stay about the same. Because I don't make any more money. I can't, you know, I can only make so much money. And
yes.
I don't owe nothing,
okay.
So it's basically the same.
Okay, thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit. thinking about your work on the job site, when you used to work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about on the job site? And I'm going to name you the list of things, okay? First, we have dust and air quality. Second, COVID-19. Third, fall risks, falling objects, the heat, the cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Well, I really had no real safety concerns.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Sorry about that. Yes or no? Have you ever attended a union meeting? Did you ever attend a union meeting?
Yes, I did.
And that was in person, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in that activity in the past 12 months. All right, so we have three activities here. The first one is union organizing. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Second, picketing.
No.
Third, political canvassing.
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, let's see the last year that you worked. How often did a local union representative visit the project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. All right, so we have six categories. We have the internet and social media, the radio, cable news, friends and neighbors, local news, TV news and programming, or print or online newspapers. Which one do you get your news for? How would you rank those?
Well, I would rank the internet as getting the least amount of my news.
Okay. So you get your news from cable news?
Well, TV mostly, or word of mouth, somebody who's in the trade.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. What about the radio? You don't listen to news on the radio?
Yeah, some.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, jobs and the economy, healthcare, support for labor unions, immigration, foreign policy, education, or something else?
Well,
would you say it's, or you don't know, okay. as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that the federal elected officials support it?
I think they should support it. Yes.
All right. Very important. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think the Democratic Party more supports it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over the disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
Well, I think that they're asking for more than they should get.
Okay.
Personally, I really do.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. First, his job as president overall. So we have four options here, sir. We have strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Next one, his job with healthcare.
I disapprove. I don't think he's done nothing for healthcare.
Okay. What about the economy?
I don't think he's done nothing really to help the economy.
Okay. What about support for labor unions?
Well, I don't think he's done anything to support the union.
Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Well, that's a little above my pay grade. I don't know. I don't know what he's done.
Okay. And the last one, immigration.
I think he's done a very poor job of immigration.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, do you disapprove or you approve of the way Congress is handling its job? So you have the same options there. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
I disapprove.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And are you a registered voter, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024?
I will vote.
Are you? Okay, almost certain? Okay.
If you don't vote, you can't have a gripe. You can't say nothing.
Yes. Okay, thank you, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for?
I would not vote for Biden.
Okay.
I hope that Donald Trump is not the Republican candidate, but I wouldn't vote for Biden.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation? When you worked, did you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Definitely. Yes, I did.
Okay. Thank you, sir. turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Of your local union, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good, or excellent.
Okay.
I think they done a good job.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, or fair, or poor?
Good, very good, excellent.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, this is an open-ended question, and we want your opinion on this one. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Well, I don't really know. I really don't know.
Okay.
That's above me.
Okay, sir, let me see. Give me a second. Give me a second here. Next question. We have another open-ended question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and next year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I really don't know. I have been retired for about 10 years.
So, okay.
You know, it's a little out of my league.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, give me a second here, sir. I'm sorry, can you repeat what you said?
I said I've been retired for about 10 years. It's a little bit out of my knowledge, out of my league.
Okay. Give me a second here.
The difference in me is by being union, I have pension I can receive. Them
yes.
Poor guys that were non-union all them years, they don't have nothing.
Yes, that's right. Okay, and when you were in the union, what was your preferred way to receive information from the union? At the job sites, union meetings, text, regular mail, or emails?
Union meetings.
Okay. Next, how often... When you used to be in the union, how often did you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that were important to you?
If we had anything that was important to us, we received it at the meeting. They met once a month, and that's where you would hear it. And occasionally
okay.
We'd get flyers from the international.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Well, I'm registered Democrat.
Okay.
But I vote for the person, not the... I've been a Democrat for 40 years. So.
Okay. And would you say that, would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not so strong Democrat or a very strong Democrat?
I'm not a strong Democrat because I vote both ways. I vote.
Okay. Yeah, you vote.
Last time.
You vote for the person, not for the party. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, and just to make sure, we have a representative sample, sir. What is your race?
I'm white, occasion.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please have you say just your first name?
Chester.
Okay, Mr. Chester. Thank you so much for your time. This concludes our survey, and we really appreciate your participation. Have yourself a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.